Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Full Coverage, with your favorite fools, Manny Mui.
And Larly.
And we are here.
We're doing a rapid fire today, guys. We got so much stuff to talk about. It's all traditional celebrity stuff. Well, except for one.
For the most part. For the most part.
And we want to tell you guys a little bit about our trip we just went on.
We just did our little trip. Our Punta Mita trip.
Punta Mita trip. You guys, we promised each other whenever our Full Fantasy collab came out. After it came out, we wanted to do a little besties trip somewhere.
That includes
Tyler as well.
Of course. He worked on it with us.
He did. He put the whole trip together.
Yeah, and
me and Manny just showed up.
He literally was the best planner of all time. I hugged him and I said, I'm so grateful. Because me and Laura, because sometimes we get caught up in so many things.
Yeah.
That it's like, Tyler,
we'll never make it happen.
No, we'll never make it happen. I can say it all I want, but if the reality is I won't make it always happen.
Exactly.
I would like to. It's just not the reality.
But he put together a really cute trip, you guys. We just went to Punta Mita, Mexico.
Insane.
And it was absolutely gorgeous. We had the best time. It was like fun, but relaxing. We did some really cool stuff while we were there.
I was more like a chill. I feel like this is like a combination of our peak and pit, to be honest. Because we're going to talk about this as a thing.
I agree.
But like, I feel like pit of the trip. There was a pit.
I don't remember.
And it was being trapped on Saturday night.
Oh, yes.
We got trapped, y'all.
It was like a peak and a pit because it was a blessing in disguise and not only that. So basically what happened is we wanted to go to Puerto Vallarta because there's a lot of cool gay clubs out there.
Yes, and we wanted to go to the club.
And so Ty was like, cool, there's a really cool spot for dinner I want to take us to. And then after that, let's go to the club. We were like, great. Mm-hmm.
Perf.
The thing is, it's like an hour and 20 minutes away.
Which we didn't realize. It was so far from Punta Mita.
It's not even like the traffic. It's like the roads.
It's the roads.
There's like not a freeway to just get straight there and just go.
And there's like bumpy roads and areas, and there's areas that there's like construction on other areas. So you have to go like around. Like, it's just like not, it's literally 30 miles away, but it takes an hour and 20 minutes to get there because of how intense like the roads can be.
Exactly. So we drove all the way out there. And as soon as we got to the restaurant, the bottom fell out of the sky and we were in a tropical storm. I'm talking lightning and crazy thunder and torrential downpour. So much so they had to move all the tables at the restaurant because this restaurant overlooked the entire city of Puerto Vallarta. It was like insane. We looked like we were in Italy.
It literally looked like insanity.
It was so gorgeous. So what was kind of cool is they like moved our table back and like we sat there with the view of this gorgeous torrential downpour.
Lightning storm.
And it was like a lightning storm. We could see the lightning striking over. So it was like an actual oddly cool experience.
Very, honestly, because of where we were, like aesthetically, it was like magical. I'll never forget that experience.
It was so magical. And the air that was blowing in was like warm and felt good. And then you get these little mists like wet of rain. Too.
Laura was soaked.
I was soaked at the table.
I was slightly soaked on my right side.
And you just overlook this massive, beautiful city and you just see these streaks of lightning and like
hella
downpour of rain coming through and wind, and it was just like made the dinner so much fun. But at that point we were like, we can't go to the club because a lot of the clubs are indoor outdoor, mostly outdoor vibes,
and it's like we can't go out there when it's like literally 11 o'clock at night. It's literally planning on storming till 1 a.m. and I'm like, I don't want to get caught in a thunder lightning storm and us not be able to even get back to Punta Mita.
We were worried about the scarce amount of Ubers that would be willing to drive us an hour and a half, because we're not just going like down the street. Like, we were gonna have to find someone who can drive us so far. So we were like, if we try this shit at 2 a.m. because me and Manny had tried to order like 3 or 4 Ubers and they kept canceling on us
at 11.
Yeah, at 11.
And we're like,
so we were like, if this is happening at 11 and we stay out till like 2, 3 a.m., we're never going to get back to Punta Mita.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're saying. Trapped. We're going to be trapped. We're trapped little rats. So we ended up like finally getting an Uber. Laura was trying. She got canceled. I got canceled my Uber. So I was just like, finally got one.
It's not happening, babes.
It's not happening.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so we finally got one, and it was sickening, and it was lovely. And we got back, and we were just like, "We're going a little far. Will you please take us and rescue us?"
Yes.
Because I don't want to be. And the thing is, like, the traffic got really bad because of like how much rain there was. It was causing little floods in different little areas. So
it was shutting down. Like, it was shutting down roads.
We couldn't like get out. So I was panicking, and I was already kind of scared from the lightning and the thunder.
Babes was spooked.
I was spooked. Laura screamed.
I did scream in the restaurant. I was like, I'm honestly used to this because of Alabama. But then there was like one thunder right on top of us and it got me.
It was so goddamn loud, you guys. And it like jolted us.
It jolted.
And then that night, a thunderstorm
that
made us wake up in Punta Mita.
It was wild. It is the rainy season technically, but that was really the only time it rained the whole entire trip.
Yeah, it's true. Because everything else was lovely. So
it was kind of cool though to like experience that. It definitely made it such a unique, more fun, exciting dinner. So I love that. And then the next day, we went on this boat ride to this private island where you do cave swimming. You swim under this gorgeous cave, and then you end up on this private beach where there's like no one there, and then you get to explore. And then after that, we went snorkeling out in Punta Mita. And honestly, me and Manny were both saying, like, we've been snorkeling. We've been privileged enough to go snorkeling so many times. Like, I've probably been 16. I've even gone, did a little scuba diving thing before.
Scuba.
Yeah, I did scuba in Cancun. Snuba is what it's called, but Snuba. Turns out the pressure down there was too much for me. And I couldn't even like get down that low.
What is Snuba?
It's like a
quick
you have on the tanks.
Oh.
Oh no, you're hooked in the instructor's tank. You don't wear your own. Cool. That's why, because the instructor wears the tank and then you're hooked to it. And then you wear weights into your belt and it pulls you way down into the ocean.
Your ears were
ears. I thought my brain was going to explode out of the side of my ears the entire time, and I kept trying to relieve the pressure.
It
wouldn't happen.
I'm the same. I can't go too deep at all. I'm so sensitive to like water pressure.
Me too.
I can go like 5 feet low and I'm like, all right.
Me too.
I'm out.
Even whenever I feel the pressure pop and come out, I'm still in pain.
I'm still spooked. Me too.
I'm still hurting.
I don't like it.
My husband, he can go so deep, it doesn't bother him, but it bothers me. It
bothers me really bad. Even
me
when
too.
We're like literally scuba diving. Not scuba diving. When we're snorkeling, I see Tyler go low and I'm like, get up. All concerned he's gonna die. Get your ass out of the water.
Get out. You're done.
You're done. Don't go 10 feet down.
But you guys, it was so cool.
It was crazy.
It was cool because we basically went snorkeling with Steve Irwin. This guy knew.
Oh my God, knew everything.
He knew everything about every animal, every piece of that island, like every single bird in the sky.
It's
he
crazy.
Could tell you what the name of the bird is, what's its wingspan, why it lives there,
fly.
How long it can live, yeah. How long it can fly, how it mates. Like you could ask this guy any question on this earth and he would tell you. And it was cool because he was able to tell you what every single fish you saw was.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw pufferfish. We saw
different types of pufferfish.
We saw octopus, eels.
We saw everything.
We saw everything.
We saw sea turtles mating.
We saw dolphins.
Which gagged me. Dolphins, which I was scared of. I'm scared of dolphins, Laura.
Crabs.
We saw hella crabs, blue-footed boobies.
Oh, the boobies.
The boobies. We covered all the boobies. And overall, it was a very insane, sickening experience. I will say, if I was in the water next to dolphins, I would have jumped out of the water.
Like a dolphin.
Like a dolphin.
And evacuate it.
Imagine me like this, onto the boat. That would be me. Yes.
Do you do a dolphin noise?
I'm so scared. No, I can't. I can't. You have to try. There you go. What the fuck is that? Oh my God, Laura! Oh my God, that was a full ass fucking dolphin. I don't know. How'd you do that?
I'm sure if we heard a real dolphin sound, we'd be like, "That was so funny."
I was like, "That was my dolphin noise." What the fuck?
They were so cool though. It was just like such a cool excursion because I feel like our guide made it really great.
He did. And he was so sweet and so cool. And it was literally just us three on the boat. So it made it just like a very chill
private moment.
So I really liked it. I had a lot of fun. I did go in the water.
I was shocked.
Shocker.
I was shocked.
I was in the sun and I went in the water.
And he swam.
And I swam.
That's not a pit. You don't get that.
Okay, but the thing is, I was so tired, Laura, we had to swim from the boat to the cave. I was gassed at 200 feet.
Man drug you.
And when I got gassed, he tried to drag me.
The man drug your ass from boat to that cave.
Luckily, Laura and Tyler are like really good swimmers. I'm not a good swimmer.
Yeah.
So I can't last as long or I can't go as far as they can. Thank God, because there was only one instructor with us. So I said, help me.
Leave these
fucking bitches.
Help me.
Let them live. They can swim. They can tread water. I'm not good with that shit. I almost drowned.
So the guy came and got your ass. And he had like a little device you could hang on to. And he drug Manny in. Mm-hmm. But it was cool because we were like swimming underneath caves to get to this private beach. It was such a cool experience. Wild.
Yeah. I've never done anything like that before. So I was really excited. And it was really fun. And I was in the water and I was in the sun. So everyone that's going to shit on me, I was in there.
Like, boom, 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 boom.
I was in there. I was in there. So I was very excited. And I went to the beach.
Yep.
And I swam in the beach with you guys too.
You did. You did all the vacation things. I'm so surprised. Manny's not much of a salt and sandy girl. Salt, sand,
but
you did all the things.
What needed to be done.
And I had a lot of fun doing them.
So yeah. It wasn't like I didn't have fun.
Yeah.
But I had a great time. I really did. It was really fun.
Me too.
We
slayed that trip. It was a gorgeous trip. And really, there are no like specific pits about it besides the rainstorm, which ended up turning out to be.
It was gorgeous
and made for a fun experience. So that was our trip.
What about the screaming baby next to us?
Which one?
At the dinner.
Well, we didn't even complain. That was so funny. The last night, we ate at the resort. They had this delish Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. And there was like some tables with a massive view kind of over a cliff area. And they sat us down and the family next to us had a screaming baby. And we didn't complain or anything. We literally were just looking at the menu and he walks back up to us and he goes,
"Do you want to move?
Do you want us to move you to that table away from the child?"
I was like, "Why?" Yeah. I literally was like, "Why?"
Yeah, you go, "Why?" He goes, the baby.
I was like, "Yeah."
And we were as a matter of fact.
It was really funny because he was the one that was like, "Do you want to move?" We're like, "Sure." Didn't think that was a possibility, but yes, we would love to move. It was really fun. We actually ended up staying at the Four Seasons, Punta Mita. Mm-hmm. I did get some comments in my DMs asking where we stayed.
Oh, there you go.
Four Seasons, Punta Mita.
It was very fun. It was very luxe, mm-hmm. and they always have excellent service.
They do.
So, yeah, we had a great time. But we're back. We're back at work. We're back filming full coverage, and we have some rapid fire.
We literally got back last night.
We're tired, y'all.
I'm fucking tired, Laura.
Speaking of which, my global entry has not been approved.
Like, that's your pit.
That's my pit,
baby.
What's
that line?
Honey, it ate me up. Okay, y'all. So I've had global entry for the past 5 years and Tyler accidentally let it expire. And I say Tyler because those are kind of like his things that he deals
with. His responsibilities.
Those are his responsibilities. Those are out of my hands. We would never have had global
without Tyler.
Up to me without That's Tyler. True tea. So we applied to get it obviously renewed and it's been almost a year and we even went up there and talked to them and they're like, "Sorry, nothing we can do."
Jesus Christ.
Get your ass in line. But we were just like, while we were at the airport one time coming back from like a foreign trip, like we talked to them. They were like, "Hey, like it's been like 9 months." And they were like, "We sure can't. you're going to wait. I think they're backed up because of COVID.
Totally.
I think they are. But anyway, so the customs line, it's just like busy travel season. It took us 30 minutes to get through it back into like out of the airport. And then someone passed out in line. And all of a sudden you hear, dude, we need a doctor. Is there a doctor? God. I'm like, oh my God. And then someone, they're like passing information around. They're like, someone fainted in line. It was
I've never seen a line like that coming back into the United States.
Never in my life. It was pure madness. So get your global entry if you can.
Because it will make traveling a lot easier if you go out of the country. I would love
to have mine. So whenever they're ready to cough it up, I'll take it.
When I went through my global little entry, I hope
I hope yours gets expired, and I hope you have to wait in that line. Why would you wish? It's good for you. It's humbling. No, it's good for you.
You can't wish it on me, Laura.
It sure is.
You're like, I hope you have so much fun in that line.
And then I'm gonna be like this when mine comes in.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're like this. As you're walking the global entry, I'm in line like this. It was deadly. I was shook. I was still going to wait for them. I was. Laura's like, just go.
Literally, everybody was getting so irritated in line because what happens is it's like the zigzag line, so the little barricade things. Yep. And like, there's always one person on their phone that doesn't look up and they're like, there's a mile in front. It's like, go. Mm-hmm. And like, the line wasn't moving. You see this massive gap and the woman in front of me turns around. She was like, they don't pay attention. And I was like, it's because they're on their phone. Yeah. And she was like, they don't pay attention. I was like, everybody's getting mad.
But I was
on her side. I was like, I get it.
Of course. You were on your phone, but you get it.
Yeah. But I can also walk and be on my phone, honey. I'm a professional.
As am I.
Be a professional.
As RuPaul would say.
Be a professional.
I love that. Be a professional. Because you are professional.
Because I'm a professional.
Yes, 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 yes.
But honestly, it wasn't that bad. It moved pretty quick.
It was funny though.
I wasn't even mad at it because when I got into my Uber, that man was driving.
Speed racer.
He was an LA driver because, baby, I was literally buckled up, but I was like, go. He was like this.
Traffic wasn't actually as crazy as I thought. You know why? At the time.
School's out.
Oh.
And it makes traffic less.
That makes a lot of sense because I was wondering, I was like, how did I get back in like 40 minutes.
Yeah, same.
I was thinking like 40 minutes. It's like 40 minutes.
But with his driving, 30.
30.
I mean, he was zooming. And I honestly, normally I would get car sick, but I was honestly like, keep going.
Run.
Yeah. You know how you want to get home when you've gone through all that shit and traveling and like customs and all that? You want to go home. Mm-hmm. So me and Ty were like, yeah. So
Book it.
He was my peak.
That was the peak of the week.
Yeah, that was the peak of the week.
I love that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. But since we are done talking about that, we have some topics we would like to discuss for the rapid fire of tonight. You guys, let's talk about the fact that literally everyone's getting divorced in Hollywood.
Me and Ty are too. Just kidding. Remember last time I did that? I scared everybody.
You scared me right now, even though I know it's not true. You still scared me.
How could I scare you? Really?
Oh, do you see me like this?
Really?
I went like this.
You know we're not.
No, but you still scared me. Don't say it so confidently.
I know.
I don't like how you say it so confident.
Listen, everyone in Hollywood's getting a divorce.
Everyone. Ariana, Sophia.
You know what, Kyle? I think that celebrities strategically announce their divorces or let it come out or file for it on a certain day so it comes out. And I feel like because so many divorces are coming out, they're kind of like letting them all shed out because that means each divorce gets less attention. Because divorce is never great press because someone's going to be to blame. People are going to speculate and come up with stories about your personal life and relationship, which isn't great. So most people drop their divorces on holiday weekends and times where people are busy. And so I was like, wow, this is a lot of divorces to come out all at once. So it makes me think, like, definitely it's like a press hit. They're doing it. Yeah, on purpose.
Like, announcing. Oh, everyone else like, is they've been divorced. New. It's just like, of course. Like, oh, this is the time to announce it. This is the time we should talk about it because it's going to get less attention than everyone else. Like, eyes glaring at you.
Yeah, because it's your personal life. So,
yeah. And I feel bad because I feel like when you hear about these divorces, you don't ever really see this celebrity coming out and saying something. I know. It's always like you hear from everyone's team.
Oh,
and it's
my
like,
God, I know.
Okay, so is it like, how true is it? Like, sometimes I wonder, I'm like, okay, like, that's what they're saying, or like, you have a source on the inside, but like, how true is it?
Well, the Kyle Richards one, definitely. All the entertainment, they jumped the gun on it and said that Kyle Richards and Mauricio were from Housewives are getting divorced, and they are not. They're actually, you know, in a hard spot in their marriage. It's speculated that Kyle's dating someone and then they're separated. But I think she was like alluding to the fact that they're not even separated. They're just kind of like going through the gigs.
But like if she's dating someone.
Well, that's rumor. That's not factual.
Okay, got it. Okay. I was like, I feel like if she's dating someone, that's more than going through the gigs.
Yeah. But that's also may not be true. True. And so they asked some of the other housewives about it, and they all of them are like, you got to wait till this season because they're going to tell.
They're going to talk about it.
She said, Erica Jane said that she's going to tell everything, basically.
No.
And she was like, you know, so that's Miss Richards' storyline. I'm shocked, though.
Reality TV is so crazy.
I know. But that's.
We were about to have a reality TV guest as our guest this week.
Were we?
We were, but. Things happen.
It didn't work out. But that's okay. Next time.
Yes.
Next time. But I am shocked by Kyle Richards and Mauricio. They've been together 27 years, and they're like one of my favorite couples.
27 years.
Yeah, and they have
at that point, baby, we're dying together, and that's true tea.
Absolutely.
Like, if I'm with you for 27 years,
absolutely,
we're gonna be in the same tomb.
I know.
Same coffin.
So I don't know what's going on there, but I am sad to see it because they were like my favorite couples on Housewives.
That's sad.
Yeah, it really is. It is sad. And then you have Sofia Vergara.
Oh, and Joe.
Oh, you know, I watched Magic Mike last night and Joe's in
it. No, you didn't.
I made Tyler watch it because he had never seen
it. The first one?
Yeah, the first one.
He'd never seen the first one?
Dude, last night I discovered there's a second and a third.
Yep.
I didn't even know that.
I've seen the second, I have not seen the third.
Dude, it is the.
It's sickening.
It is.
It is sickening. So,
Matthew McConaughey is really on one. I'm going to say that.
I've been on a Matthew McConaughey kick.
I think you need to rewatch Magic Mike, the first one.
I think you're right.
I think you do too.
So I just watched 3 Matthew McConaughey movies in the last 4 days.
Y'all, we made Manny watch Dallas Buyers Clubs because it's one of my favorite movies ever. It's such a like powerful story. It's insane. The way they like wrote it and like acted it out, you feel like you saw what actually happened.
It was incredible.
It's incredible.
It was incredible. I also watched The Wedding Planner. Which
I didn't know you watched that. Oh, yeah, I did. I thought you were saying that, Wedding Crashers. That's a
I've never seen that either.
You gotta watch
but
that.
The Wedding Planner, I've never seen. I saw on the plane. I literally was gasping for air.
Such a good one.
And then I watched How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
And that one will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I had the most secondhand embarrassment.
Cringe.
Like, I was cringy. I feel like that's the whole point is like, Kate's gonna make you cringe.
Yep.
Andy Anderson is gonna make you cringe.
Next assignment is Sweet Home Alabama and Fool's Gold.
Yes, those are my next two. I'm gonna watch Sweet Home at your house with you.
Sweet Home, please.
Because I feel like we need to get that's a together thing.
That is.
You're from Alabama. I can't watch Sweet Home Alabama, not in your home.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
It's illegal.
You have an Alabamian home.
Yeah. So that would be illegal.
I have to watch it there.
Sorry.
We're gonna do little beads.
We trailed.
Yeah, we did. We trailed. But like, obviously, Sophia and Joe, they've been together for 7 years.
That's a long time. Like, nothing that has up to date to now to, like, has transpired from it. It's just, like, is what it is. So, I'm sad about that. And then Ariana Grande that one gagged after me. 2 years.
I know, that one gagged. I feel like it's so tough because, like, Ariana. Okay, so this is my theory. I told Laura this already. When someone is so famous, like above like A-list, I'm talking like Beyonce status, Ariana status,
Kim
like
Taylor Kardashian, Swift, Kim, Taylor Swift, like
these people that are just so visible in the public eye, when they're that big, how do you date someone that size of fame? Because like their life is no longer even a semblance of normal. So like
they have no reality. Your reality
is so warped.
It's so warped. They live in another planet in their world and like the way their life runs.
So how do you date that? And like this the same equivalent in like the male version, like Drake. Like how do you date Drake? Like how are you boyfriends with Drake?
How do you
like
date Brad Pitt, Leo?
Or girlfriend's Drake?
Leo's crazy. I'm not even getting into that. But no, those people
that are just so Bad Bunny, Harry Styles. How do you date these people? Like, there's such powerhouses in their worlds that it's like, it would be hard. You know, I feel like it'd be a very, very difficult position to be in. So I feel like that could have maybe played a role in Ariana's, where it's like, you know, she's so famous. Like her life isn't normal. Like they have to like be with security at all times, or you know, she's so busy. She's filming Wicked. Like he's busy. I'm sure he's a very successful person. She's busy. Like, how do you have time for each other at the same time too? So it's like all those things combined. I feel like it would just make it for a very hard, like for it to be a long lasting relationship.
I agree.
And so it makes me really sad because I bet that they were very happy together.
I know. I love love. So I'm always sad whenever I hear couples are getting divorced in Hollywood because it's the full fantasy. You want the fantasy, it's not reality. So they be getting divorced. Honey, the list is long. They dropped it one day after every day after every day. It was like a new divorce.
All surprised.
Okay. Our next topic, Gigi Hadid got arrested.
Get me.
They got her.
But she got arrested for marijuana possession.
So it said she had a small amount, very, very small. She was going on vacation to the Cayman Islands. She had a very small amount found when they searched her luggage that she was checking, or I don't know. And a little piece to smoke it in. And they arrested her and no charges are found. And they gave her $1,000 for a bail. And it's pretty much done.
I can't believe that she was arrested for that. The fact that people are even arrested for marijuana stuff now is so crazy to me.
It is crazy to me because it's like in the United States, you have certain states where it's not legal, certain states where it is legal. And it's like certain people there are spending their life in prison because of it. And
crazy.
If you cross this invisible line that exists because some people say it exists, then you don't go to prison and spend your life. It's just crazy. It's madness.
It's insane.
The wave of legalizing marijuana is coming. I think there are more progressive states that will happen sooner. And I think some states will take as long as they could possibly take.
I feel like marijuana just reminds you so much of like people that drink alcohol. Like it's like a recreational activity that makes it happen that like, you know, people now, of course, in like states that it's legalized, it's like taxed and it's like a full like full industry, yeah, you know, just like alcohol is. So
yeah,
it's like you could actually take advantage of that, and like the government could take advantage of that and tax it and like do all these things with it. And you can like literally make the economy flourish even more,
yeah,
if you just legalize it in every state.
Yeah.
So for her to even have been like arrested for having a little bit of marijuana on her is like wild to me.
I mean, the marijuana thing is always a shocking topic.
It's shocking.
And like how behind we are in that area.
She was gone with the wind.
California. Bam. That's where Gigi was rolling up from.
I'm just imagining her like,
man, she was just trying to smoke a joint on her vacation.
Let her have
honestly.
A damn joint.
Damn it.
Like,
damn
honestly,
it.
Let her have a damn joint. It's relaxing and chillifying.
Okay. Our next story, it kind of shocked me, Manny.
Oh, gagged me.
I was a little surprised. I didn't fully. Expect it for some reason.
I thought they were going to the grave separate.
Me too.
I really did.
Me too.
I was fully convinced.
So Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods were spotted out in Hollywood having dinner together. And a source says that they are working on their friendship at this time.
Gag.
Excuse me. Okay. First, I am so happy to see this because Kylie honestly is such a famous person,
mm-hmm,
and has so much power.
Yeah.
I do feel like people could be disposable to someone with so much money, power, and fame.
100%.
However, it does seem like
it's a testament to their friendship.
It is a testament to their friendship. Mm-hmm. Like Kylie and Jordan must have really loved each other, you know, as mm-hmm friends, and really enjoyed each other to want to rekindle this thing after so many years and how badly the split was.
I mean, I always thought that Jordan got such the blunt end of the stick on this one.
A million percent.
Like hardcore. So
she was mistreated and she was unfairly treated.
Unfairly mistreated.
Uh-huh.
100%. I've always thought that. I've always said that. And for Kylie to, like, you know, years later, for them to have, like, this kind of rekindling, I feel like it's showing that, like, Kylie could have thought that as well. But I think my conspiracy, allegedly, that Kylie probably still wanted to stay friends with Jordan.
Yeah.
But because she was like, I have to be there for my sister.
Yeah.
That it turned into, you know, like they all like banished her and like,
yeah,
and they like had to stick together because they were family.
Right.
But I think that I bet if Kylie had it her way, in my opinion.
I bet Kylie was mad at her.
She was mad, but not like,
everything is perpetuated
again
when you're that famous. Exactly. So it goes from like an incident that happened. She was probably like mad at her,
yeah,
and like upset and maybe didn't mm-hmm want to talk to her for a little while.
But not like to what it would turn into.
Gosh.
Like, I don't think that it would ever had got there.
Yeah.
If it wasn't like a sisterly thing.
And then for the millionth time, Tristan escapes death and no one makes it about Tristan or his decisions. It was all on Jordan Woods. Of course.
When you know Tristan was the one that was fully pursuing.
Oh, 120%.
Like, come on. Like, from like everything that has come out and transpired from him, you really think that Jordan was like the one that's like, yeah, I'm gonna get with Tristan?
There's
like
also a power imbalance between Tristan and Jordan.
Uh-huh.
So
much older.
Exactly.
A player.
Exactly.
In both senses of the word.
Has status in NBA, mm-hmm, dating Khloe Kardashian, has all these different statuses and money and power. And so to a young girl like Jordan Woods, that can quickly become a mistake and look like a shiny star, mm-hmm, when in fact it's not.
It's a mess. I wish I was a fly in the wall of that room.
Of the dinner.
I would love to know what Kylie and Jordan are talking about.
I love girls being girls and being girls and all that.
That's my fave.
So to be honest with you, I'm just happy. I don't know. I feel like it's cool that they're talking again.
I love it. I honestly, like, for me, I'm the type of person that, like, if I had a friendship that is able to be redeemed because there was such goodness there, I would redeem it.
I would try. We know in this industry what it's like to have a beef or like an ongoing problem with someone.
Totally.
And if there's any opportunity to ever like squash that and be, you know, friends again or whatever that may look like again, or have peace between, it's always a great thing to take.
I love peace.
It's a great opportunity.
Peace is my favorite. As a 30-year-old, I love peace.
Me too.
And I love protecting my peace. And if I am able to be in a situation, because like I've obviously, like I'm sure as you have too, like have been in situations where like I'm no longer friends with someone. I'm in a room with them. I ignore them completely. They ignore me as if we don't exist. We're ghosts to each other.
It's kind of awkward
when you used to be friends and there's like that awkwardness. So that could be essentially like squashed.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice to not feel like you're in a place where you have to feel awkward to tiptoe around anyone. Like, you're just kind of like, I'm here and yeah, everything's cool and chilling. And it might not be what it once was, but that's okay. Because I think that peace in general is when both sides come to a mutual understanding. Mm-hmm. That's peace. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to be the best of friends or whatever it was before. It's just like, you know what? Bygones be bygones. And let's keep it cute and keep it moving.
I love that.
Which I think is fantastic. So I hope that they, I do hope that they grow into more of a flourishing relationship.
And I would love to see it.
Me too.
Miss Miranda Lambert. Oh, y'all, this video made me and Manny cringe so hard.
I've never cringed more, I don't think, from a video.
This is the thing. Miranda.
What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing, first of all? Second of all, she was doing a concert, just to let you guys know, and she stops herself in the middle of the song, and she's like, you know what? You guys are more worried. These two girls down here are more worried about taking.
She said they're pissing me off.
Oh, these two girls are pissing me off right here. Yes. They're more worried about taking their selfie than they are here to enjoy country music. The whole crowd cheers her on and like supports her.
Of course they do. All five people.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. But like the comments, literally the top comment was like, all five people cheering her on. Yes. I was like,
you know, oh, supports what she had to say. And then she starts the song again. But it's like, girl, one, you seem so angry.
For what?
For what?
The thing is, if they're a paying customer, to see the show,
and they're sitting close enough for you to see them taking selfies, that means they paid good money.
They paid good money to be there. They're still there to support you. But and why can't they memorialize that experience forever with a selfie?
So if I'm at a basketball game and the whole time I'm there, I'm not paying that much attention and I'm taking pictures and taking pictures of the players and I'm on my phone. Can you imagine if a basketball player stopped the fucking game and was like, y'all aren't even here for sports?
Even for the game.
Bitch, I bought my ticket. I'm gonna do what I want to do in my seat. I paid for my ticket. I'm here. I showed up. I'm wearing your colors. Mm-hmm. If I want to be on my phone in the seat, I should be able to do so.
I'm gonna be on my goddamn phone.
This is not school.
No, and that's like weird. It felt very scoldy.
It was.
I'm like, how are you scolding her? Just be grateful they're not throwing something at your eye.
At this rate.
At this rate?
Girl, just be glad they're not throwing
Cell phones at your ass. Look at BB.
Low-key, I'm like, Miranda, welcome to 2023.
Let's get out of the crypt.
Imagine if Taylor Swift was mad that one of her Swifties was taking a selfie.
She would never be mad at that.
I'm never.
Because she's cool. But the thing is, like, it is very strange because I just don't like the aspect of, like, her. I understand where she's coming from, the aspect of, like, yeah. Oh, like, I'm here, you know, I'm performing, like, I'm doing this for you guys kind of thing. And I get that. And, like, she obviously wants them to have fun in that, like, live experience. I get it. But, like, if they are paying customers and they went there and they support, baby, buying the ticket was support.
The thing is,
there could be
if
no
cell
one there.
Phones are allowed, then you're not to dictate if people take pictures with them the whole mm-hmm. time or not. Like, mm-hmm. cell phones are allowed. And the thing is, too, I get it. Like, I get being up there performing and wanting people to sing your songs with you and be in the moment totally. With you and all they care about is their phones. I could see that probably see bugging it. Me as an artist.
Totally.
But what you do is you do your thing and you go backstage and you complain to your manager and you bitch about it a little bit and then you let it go and you move on and you get your ass out there and you perform and not treat your fans like that.
It's so weird. And I just, like, find it very strange for her to, like, even ostracize her fans in that way and make her fans look stupid. Like, they're making, like, to me, it made it feel like she was trying to make them seem like these, like, dumb little girls
yeah.
who, like, don't know anything about concert life. And I'm like, this is so weird and so corny. I was so embarrassed watching
I was
very secondhand embarrassed for Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
I was like, this is really embarrassing and this is not a look.
Concerts are getting really wild. Like, the most
Baby,
craziest stuff's happening.
It's insane. Yeah. What is happening with a concert right now?
Girl, I don't know.
The girlies have to perform. It's not the same. Like, they have to go on tours to make money now. It's not like the music industry, what it once was. They're not buying albums anymore as much. They have to make money. They have to do tours.
You have to not scold your fans in the middle of the concert. That's a little wild to me.
I was gagged. I was fully gagged and the video made me cringe. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from, like, just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bring them for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Next on our list is the actors and writers strike that's going on in Hollywood right now. You guys, this is really big.
It's huge. You guys, you know what was crazy? On our flight back home, who was the guy that was sitting next to me, we were just like chatting, whatever. He literally is a producer. Mm-hmm. And he's like, is the strike affecting you? And I was like, what? And he was like, the strike, like the writers and like the actor strike. I was like, no. And he's like, I was like, is it affecting you? And he's like, yeah, like I'm a producer. We were working on a Netflix show and it's literally just paused. Like we were literally working, pause. And he's like, I'm taking it right now as advantage of it to like go on vacation. But like soon it's going to be an issue. And he said that like if there's no issues resolved soon, that it will ruin the industry and it will never come back from this.
Well, there's a lot of speculation. I've heard that people are watching less and less movies due to TikTok and social media. Like they're more focused in on quick tidbits and things that mm-hmm. catch the attention. And rather quicker. Than sitting through a 2 to 3 hour movie, people are doing it less and less. So I'm hearing that the writers and actors strike could hold up production of so many films. Like you said, Euphoria, were telling me that Euphoria's next season isn't supposed to come out to 2026. These people are going to be 40 years old playing high school characters because some of them are already in their 30s. Mm-hmm. And because of the strike, so it's going to hold up production of so much stuff to where they feel like TikTok could like come in this pause time and take over the whole time.
That's what he's saying.
And oh, is it?
That's exactly what he's saying. Yep. So him saying like it could ruin the industry and it can never come back from it. It's like saying like there's so many other outlets for entertainment. And if you let it go on for this long, then people will find entertainment in other things.
It's kind of how COVID got everything held up.
Exactly. But this is even worse because in this situation, when you have a writers and actors strike, the entire cast and crew, mm-hmm. imagine all these people that are working, right?
Yeah.
Makeup departments, outfit department, hair, cast and crew, everyone might be doing it. They're all no longer working either.
Yeah.
So like if you make a living off of being everyone's in the crew, everyone's out of a job.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think at the end of the day, they just need to pay fairly for everyone. Like that is obviously the issue solved here. They need to be paid properly.
And there's always a lot of billion-dollar companies who say they can't make adjustments and comply to their budgets.
Diva, with the amount of money that Netflix makes monthly,
mm-hmm.
they make over $1 billion a month.
Disney, all of them. HBO, all of them.
So he was telling me that Netflix is like the main, obviously, is like that's the main streamer that like where it gets the most money, and the other ones like don't make as much. Mm-hmm. Disney like obviously does like a great job too, like they make a lot of money, but because they are newer than Netflix, mm-hmm. Netflix just has a bigger like span of yeah. things. But like if it's not Netflix or Disney, it's like everyone else, like they don't pay as much.
I can see like in the next 50 years, the traditional world shrinking down and the influencer world taking over what a celebrity is.
Right.
Because right now the lines are already completely blurred. You already have influencers in, you know, mega traditional events, and there's never a premiere that isn't, you know, mostly influencers, and then you have sprinkled in celebrity stars.
Mm-hmm. They're in the movie.
So yeah, and like you see influencers doing more and more traditional stuff. So I think because people is where the real celebrity is, where people's focus is. And that's like, true, you know what I mean? So it's that's like people's true, focus is like headed towards the internet.
The internet. And if people like, if that's what he was saying, is like, if this doesn't get solved soon, it could literally crack the entire industry in half.
Wow.
And it would be a complete disaster for the industry, because like it's something that could like literally never get recovered.
Yeah.
Because it's like once the attention span is gone or whatever, then yeah. it's gone.
That's like, you know, imagine social media apps all taking a break for like a really long time. Right.
And then something else like comes out and you're like, that's what everyone's going to go to. It's a wrap. Because they want to be entertained. Regardless. People like need to be entertained. That's just like natural. They want to mm-hmm. be entertained by something. So if they're not entertained by movies and TV and television, because of like shows that are happening, yeah. then they're gonna go somewhere else.
Right.
It's wild.
So this is just crazy. It
needs to
be fixed.
People yeah. need, like writers and actors, they need to get paid what they're worth. And a huge issue is, so he was telling me too, that it's because actors depended on residuals during shows, like during TV. Mm-hmm. Like they would get residuals, and that's how they were able to make a living off of the things that they've done. Now on streamers, like streaming platforms, they don't pay residuals for actors most of the time.
You get a flat rate fee.
You get a flat rate fee, and then you're not really getting paid for all that stuff. Mm. So they are not able to make a livable wage. A lot of these actors that are not the stars of it, if they're not in like roles that are like constantly repeated, these huge A-list, if they're not like, you know, Brad Pitt,
yeah,
then gonna be you're going to suffer.
Working a second job while acting. Now, mm-hmm. I understand.
So it's like they need to be able to get paid.
Some people may look at this and be like, you know, boohoo, you know,
for sure.
Some people aren't paid a livable wage and they do really hard jobs too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it is a subject.
A job is a job.
And not only that, Hollywood also provides a lot of people with a lot of different jobs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, hair, makeup,
everything,
assistants, producers, designers, you know,
audio. Like there's literally
music,
so like
sound.
One production could have 300 people working yeah. on it. Like it's crazy. Like it provides a lot of job, and it constantly just provides money into
the economy.
So it's like, regardless, like it just sucks to have to for people to be without jobs. And you see all these actors now coming forward saying these things, like Kimiko, who's on Orange Is the New Black, saying like, maybe yeah. the residual, I got $27 in residuals. $27. That's
residuals
literally
off Orange Is the New Black.
Yes, that's literally like a number one
mm-hmm.
at a fast food restaurant. Like mm-hmm. it's like things are so expensive. And it's like they're not getting paid enough, so they can't like do what they want to do.
I think there's a misconception out there too. I think sometimes people see someone like in a movie or a TV show and they just assume they're a Hollywood star and they're a billionaire. And it's like, that may be just that person's small role, and they may be getting like $20 per episode mm-hmm. or $1,000 per episode. And like, that's all the work they got that year. So mm-hmm. they get like $6,000 for yeah, the year.
And imagine
you know?
Not getting booked.
And you just assume because you saw them on a bigger TV show that they're millionaires. And Sydney Sweeney got in a lot of trouble recently for yeah. saying like they don't pay actors like they used to, and that she has to keep working to pay her bills. And everybody was like, oh, boohoo. But it's like now we've
so
come
to this is helping, like
now,
it's shedding a light on that yeah. situation mm-hmm. a little bit more. But like, mm-hmm. I mean, series regulars obviously get paid more. Like there's obviously like tiers to the system, duh. And it's like, depending on like your stardom, you get paid more. Like there's so many things that go into it. But at the end of the day, the actors that are like there that do help make the movie go round should be getting paid more.
Yeah.
Because they are still putting in all those hours and all that time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I hope that they do come to a conclusion soon, because I love going to movies. I love watching shows. I love Same. Being enwrapped in that. So I hope that they do something about it. I'm scared.
Okay. Our next one, I'll let Manny take this because he just did a TikTok on it. So we'll let you.
Maybelline is getting ripped.
Ooh.
They're getting ripped apart. So Maybelline, obviously the beauty line Maybelline, has been getting a lot of hate and under fire recently by tons of different articles. The reason I even know this is because I'm getting tagged in literally every single article that's written about it, whether it's Forbes, Washington Post, all these big articles writing about Maybelline, because there's a lot of people that are bashing Maybelline for doing ads and campaigns with bearded men. Recently, there was like this bearded boy who did a campaign with them. And it's, again, it's an ad. Mm-hmm. And they're using it as like a paid ad where they can like push it out more, but it is not like he's the face of the product. Let's make that extremely clear, because I think a lot of people think that someone does an ad, they are the face of the campaign. That's not what this is. Mm-hmm. This is, he did a, it's like us, me and Laura will do sponsorships here and there. A lot of times brands will like, oh, we're gonna put paid ad behind it to push out your video more, but we're not the faces of the product. Yeah. That's not what this is.
We're not the ambassador.
We're not the ambassador. We're not the face of it. We literally did the sponsorship and they got rights to that video and they spread it out more. So that's basically what's happening. So this guy did this video and the comments were like brutal, 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 saying like, how dare you use a male model as, you know, the face of this product when you're trying to sell it to women. I hope that you guys feel the burn with this. And I hope that you have all these bearded boys buying it because you lost out on all these women wanting to buy it. So it became this like humongous topic of discussion, which is so weird because this used to be huge like 7 years ago. That was a topic. And now I'm like, why is this back? I thought we had already gone past this. Like, this was so weird to me. So now it's like this full thing where Maybelline's under fire for using boys and using trans women like Dylan for like just to do ads with new campaigns with. They're just like, how dare you? You're ostracizing your female audience.
Do you feel like this is spiraling because of the Dylan situation? Because that got so big and caught so much attention. So now do you feel like, you know, it's like spilling over?
I do. 100%. I think that because of what happened with Bud Light, and they got so much hate and they got so wrecked for it, and they didn't stand behind Dylan in this situation. Mm-hmm. They were just like, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. And they got wrecked and they made a statement about it. And they were just like, oh, we don't stand with Dylan, essentially. That I think that people saw that what they did worked and they think, oh, we're going to go ahead and like do the exact same thing to Maybelline and do all to all these brands that want to use boys or trans women as advertisers or, you know, in their campaigns. Little do they know that like beauty brands have been doing this for literally years. And this isn't like some brand new thing where it's like, oh my God, how dare Maybelline use boys? I was literally their first male brand ambassador 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's hello, like,
where have you been?
Where have you guys been? Like, this is like a new thing, but I think that it's the spiral from the Bud Light situation.
Yeah.
And they did include Dylan in the sponsorship, like where they paid her to use like their concealer. But it's like, you guys, at the end of the day, like we were saying, they're doing a sponsorship and Maybelline gets the rights to the video and, you know, perpetuates it farther and like makes it get more views, but they are not the face of the product. Like, they are not the brand ambassador. They are not, you know, the one that's in the commercial for it. Like, it's not that. Mm. And I think that a lot of people are taking it like, how dare you use this person to be their ambassador when like we're women and we're buying your stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, how dare you ostracize us? But that's not what this is, you guys. Like I was saying in my video on TikTok, I made a video talking about it. And it's like, brands know, just like we all know, that women are buying the makeup.
Yeah.
We all know that. That's the 90% of the audience is women that's buying the makeup. And it's not about that. And that's why there's always constantly women used in campaigns. Duh. Like, we know that. We're not like stupid, right? But this is for, it's about inclusivity. It's about showing that your products can be for everyone, not just one type of person. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when campaigns back in the day were only just white ladies? Mm-hmm. There was no people of color. There was no anything else. This is just kind of similar to that in the way of just showing more inclusivity.
Yeah.
It's not just about like this one type of buyer. It's about everyone can buy a product and want
just
to use
it.
Just
because they're not the majority buyer doesn't mean they're not included in the and conversation. So they're trying to use these people who are different, a minority, to share that we support this and we would love for these people to be included in buying our products as well as you.
Exactly. And that's what it is. So, and the thing is, if you don't like a male campaign, that's okay. Because the next scroll, there'll be 10 women
ones. Honey. Right there waiting for you.
Like, right there waiting for you. So it's like, it's not about making anyone feel less than. It's just trying to be about including someone that might want to buy something and showing like, oh my God, like this brand cares about people that look like me. It cares about people that, like me, who want to buy their product. Things like that. Their marketing. I mean, at the end of the day, they just want to get their coin, right? Like everyone just, like all the brands, they just want their money, right? But they also want people to feel included in some capacity. And so if you feel like, oh my God, I can't believe that they used a boy or a trans woman, I promise you the next 15 ads will be a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you'll be just fine.
Yep.
And you will see that and you will flourish in your own way. There's nothing to do with ostracizing anyone or making them feel like left out. All the campaigns majority are geared towards women. So yep. It's not about that. Just know that. And it's, it really is more so about just trying to be inclusive to include other people, that other 10% of people that might be buying products. Why not give them a little piece of the pie?
Yeah.
Show a little bit, like show some of them too. That's right. Like, I think where the issue is that people are just like, how dare you? Women's makeup's for women. And it's like, that's literally been my battle like for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is this even a conversation right now?
Yeah.
I'm tagged in all those articles because I was Maybelline's thing. I think
it's a Dylan situation.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. I think so too. I think that just like heightened it all.
Yeah. Again. It reminded people to start shit again, basically.
It reminded them to start shit again. Like all the people that were mad about it before, they've not really done anything about it because it doesn't really matter. But what happened with Dylan, the Bud Light thing, like there was a big shift in that. And there was a big uproar and things did transpire from that hate.
Yeah.
So maybe they're thinking like, oh, well, let's go and hate on every brand that uses gay men or trans people or anything like that. Yeah. Like, let's hate on them too.
Yeah. So
it's wild. So shout out to Maybelline. I fucking love y'all. And keep working with all types of people.
Everyone
under the sun. You have been forever. Mm-hmm. And I believe you guys will continue to do so.
I think they will continue to do so.
Me too. And so like we stand with y'all. We love you.
And that is it for today's episode of Full Coverage. Thank you guys for watching. Don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe. And leave us a little comment. Don't forget to put your peek and pit in this week's comment section so we can read through and see what's going on in your world. And we will see you guys in our next episode.
Bye, you guys.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.